I'm here in the Bournemouth International Conference Centre outside the main hall, where later today Clegg will set out his party's priority as they head for the general election campaign. Part of the challenge the Lib Dems face is getting the recognition they feel they deserve, but does anyone actually recognise them? I took to the seafront here in Bournemouth to find out what people not attending the Lib Dem conference know about the Lib Dems.
Nothing.
Did you know it was being held here?
No, not until I saw a few people walking around with labels on Saturday.
But you live in Bournemouth?
I worked on the beach.
You look as if you work on the beach from that suntan you're wearing under those shorts.
But there's been no publicity whatsoever. Nothing in the local papers, no flyers.
Excuse me, we're here from The Guardian. We're interviewing people who are not delegates at the Liberal Democrat Conference. You don't look as if you're a delegate at the Liberal Democrat Conference.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing here?
I'm not a delegate, but I'm with the New Economics Foundation. We've got fringe events on.
Do you know all the Liberal Democrat leadership? You could name the top three, for example.
Only Clegg.
Only Clegg? Not even Vince?
Vince.
Can we ask you what you know about the Liberal Democrat Conference?
Not an awful lot, really. I've just what I've seen in the paper and on TV.
Have you been to a Lib Democrat conference before?
No, I haven't.
And this is your first year as a trainee journalist on The Echo?
It's my first year.
How's it going?
Not too bad. It would have been better if they'd given me a press pass to get in there.
They didn't give you a press pass? That's awful. Do you want to borrow mine?
Oh, I could do that. That would be really good.
Yes, but you're not bald and have a moustache. We're from The Guardian. We're asking people who have got nothing to do with the Liberal Democrat conference what they know about the Liberal Democrats. Do you know anything?
No,
not at all. Nick Clegg, you heard of him?
Yes.
Vince Cable, he's nice. Yes. He wants to tax all those people with big houses down at Sandbank.
No, we don't live there.
No, few of us do. We frightened them off there. They ran away. That's a merry-go-round. We could use the political metaphor, the political merry-go-round. There it is. Hardly anybody on it, though. It must be a Lib Dem merry-go-round. We're from The Guardian. We're asking people who are not going to the Liberal Democrat conference what they know about the Liberal Democrats, if anything at all. You don't win one of those big houses that Vince Cable wants to tax, do you?
No. Yes. Everyone keeps saying that. Do we live in Sandbanks? And I say, no, I live in Poole.
Have you heard of Vince Cable, the Liberal Democrat Treasury man?
Yes, I like Vince Cable, actually.
What do you like about him?
He is very sensible. He's very, obviously very intelligent, but he's also got a good background behind him. Yes, I think he's very good, actually.
Have you heard of Nick Clegg, his boss, his party leader?
Yes.
He's the better-looking one.
Yes, I know, but I prefer Vince Cable.
Yes, everybody does.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you very much. Do you live here in the town?
Yes.
We're from The Guardian. We're asking people who are not delegates at the Liberal Democrat conference. You must have seen a few of these conferences.
Yes, you're staying in the Hermitage where I live.
That's right. There are a lot of them in there. You live in the hotel, do you?
Yes, I do.
So you walk down to the beach every morning for your constitutional.
I do.
You're looking very well on it. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 90 next year.
Well, you're looking very well on 90. Who's the first Liberal leader? Can you remember Lloyd George?
Lloyd George, yes.
Did you like
now,
him?
My mother was always what we called Liberal in those days.
Yes, we did.
Well, everything has changed in my lifetime, you see, so really now I'm a Tory.
Okay, well, that happens too in life, doesn't it?
Because they were in here, the Lib Dems were in here, and what I didn't like was they gave permission for another casino.
This is the council, was it?
Yeah.
Are they not in charge of the council anymore?
No, we've got the Tories in.
Not perhaps the ringing endorsement of liberal democracy, which the Lib Dems are looking for, but then this is a Tory-held part of Britain. And Nick Clegg has tiptoed away from his comments about savage cuts made in an interview with The Guardian at the weekend, and there's been some confusion about the party's so-called mansion tax. I'm joined by The Guardian's political columnist Martin Kettle. Martin, what's Nick Clegg got to do today?
I think the first thing I think he's probably got to do is to prove to the party and to the country that he is indeed the Liberal Democrat leader. I mean, we know he is the leader, but over the first 12 months of his leadership, I think he was rather eclipsed by Vince Cable, and he was sort of learning the job. I think this speech is a really important pre-election opportunity to show that, you know, he is the man to lead the Liberal Democrats into the future, whatever that holds.
Well, he's still got a Vince problem. Cable had a good recession. He didn't get it all right. In fact, he made some horrible mistakes, like everybody else has done. But, you know, he's a proper economist and he talks well and he has a sort of moral compass which impresses ordinary voters. We've just been talking to them out on the street. Vince is the one they know and Mr. Clegg is much younger. I thought he's been more confident and sounded more assured here in Bournemouth this week. Others say, no, he's still a long-winded ditherer.
No, I think that the two of them have recognised that they have to work together, that you know, that they are going to be a team in the election. I think, you know, Vince Cable is going to be right up there at every big public
on the front of the bus with him. They're travelling two or three days a week on the bus. It's actually generous of Clegg. I mean, Clegg has shown maturity, letting Cable steal his limelight. We know plenty of politicians who would find that intolerable.
Yes, I don't think you or I would need to think very long before we came up with some names of people who would never wish to do that.
But we'll leave Gordon Brown out of this conversation.
We won't even mention those words.
What about policy, though? What distinctive things have the Lib Dems got to find? I felt that Clegg at the beginning of the week, when he talked about these horrible cuts they were going to have to make, that he was sounding a little shrill, trying to out-Tory the Tories, whereas Charles Kennedy was here this week reminding him that essentially they're a party of the left. Don't go near any coalitions with the Tories, he said. We had distinctive policies in 2005, opposition to the Iraq War and opposition to student tuition fees did us very well in Scotland. You know, you've got to be distinctive and you've got to, as you say, to be the leader.
Well, I think Charles Kennedy's record looks perhaps a little bit better in retrospect than it did at the time. I mean, just on the question of Iraq, he had to be dragged kicking and screaming into that particular... Not least by the Guardian, as you and I both know. But I think in answer to your bigger question, I think there are two ways of looking at the way that things have gone for Clegg this week and this left-right question for the Liberal Democrats. One way is to say that he went too hard to the right and then they panicked and so he's tried to row back and they've tried to compensate by being more socially progressive. They have to change. You know, it's a lesson that all the parties are having to adjust with greater or lesser enthusiasm depending on where they're coming from ideologically.
Martin Kettle's take on things. We've had scant overnight briefing about what Clegg is actually going to say, but I gather one thing he will do is to address voters who quite like Lib Dem politics and policies but don't actually vote Lib Dem. Think again, he's going to say. Meanwhile, one thing we can expect to hear today, apart from the leader, is plenty about civil liberties. They're more or less revenue neutral, after all, and they matter to Lib Dem activists. Yesterday, Clegg was put through his paces by Liberty's Shami Chakrabarti.
No Liberal Democrat leader, for completely obvious, legitimate, understandable reasons, ever wants to speculate about
Hung Parliament. Is it the Hung Parliament question?
Or about coalition. And I'm not going to ask you, you know, which ugly sister you want to kiss and all of that stuff, right? I've heard all of those answers from your predecessors, but if the Human Rights Act is as fundamental as you're saying, is it a deal breaker with either party in the future, if they want to sacrifice it and they want you in government, is it a deal breaker?
To be honest, there are so many things that I think we believe in that they don't believe in. Human Rights Act, political reform, fairer taxes, complete step change in our relationship with Europe. I just, you know, it's invidious for me to sort of... We're not a one-trick pony.
Meanwhile, in the conference hall, the keynote speaker was Chris Huhne, the man who narrowly missed out on Nick Clegg's job in the last leadership contest, although some say he'd have won when the postal votes were counted. And Huhne was in no mood to be wooed by the so-called Tory love-bombing campaign. Here he is.
What do the Tories stand for when they criticise Labour's child poverty record but admit that benefits and pensions will bear the full brunt of their cuts? When they berate city bonuses but refuse any action against them? When they oppose the surveillance state but want to make police snooping easier? When they say they are progressive but want to shrink the means of giving people a helping hand up? This is policy by focus group, not principle. It's all things to all men. The Tories take up as many positions as the Kama Sutra.
Chris Hewn. And if that didn't quite raise the roof, you can expect more counter-strikes against those Tory love bombers today.